Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Universal Principle Hour with your host and chancellor of the Jewel University of Immortal Science for Immortal Living, Dr. Jewel Pookrum, with her co-host and Universal Principle Support Facilitator and Training, Ms. Felicia Muhammad.
Blissful greetings and welcome. And we are here this plasma to continue to do what? Support you in mastering the language of the universe. And I am in joy to be with you this plasma. This is a galactic activation portal plasma. And we have high frequency energies present to support us in being the living gods that we are created to be. So our topic this plasma is, or this day, you may know it as a day for those that are new tuning in, welcome, welcome, welcome. Our topic is trust, love, bonds. So if we would say it all together, trust, love, bonds. So is that a question or is that a statement? So as we navigate through this discussion, this plasma, a few things we want to help us to consider as we are moving out of this decade, quote unquote, into another decade. I want you to begin to think about how and what are you creating in your life relative to trust, love, bonds. What and how are you creating trust in your life, love in your life, and these bonds that we have? All right, we are going to go into the definitions of trust and remind you of what we here at the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living help one to understand, should you choose to practice or implement a new perspective on helping you to know and navigate what love is, what love is. And also we're going to share with you some interesting insights on ways to think about the bonds, all right? And as we continue to have a conversation throughout this plasma, if you have any questions, you can hit *1 to raise your hand. We are going to take some questions this plasma as we discuss the principle of purpose, you know, with the context of trust, love, bonds. And I've had some interesting experiences within the last few weeks that are continuing to encourage me to ponder and evaluate the perspectives and the beliefs, some beliefs, and being able to now evolve and transform those beliefs to knowingness of ways of how I'm now choosing to navigate and co-create this particular life that I love so much as I move forward, you know. So we are going to share with you and also ask you to consider, what are some of the investments, what are some of your vested interests that you have in these areas of trust, love, and bonds? What do you have vested in and trust, you know, and what determines, how do you determine who to trust, what to trust, what are some of the thought processes, what are some of the things that you think about when you think about trust, when you think about love, when you ponder the bonds that you have, the influences that you experience. All right, so those are a few of the conversations and points of topic that we are going to engage in as we go throughout this plasma. So when we come back, we are going to share with you the frequencies that are supporting us this plasma as we have this conversation. So again, if you have any questions or comments you want to share about this particular topic, you can press star 1 to raise your hand, and that will let us know you have a question. You'll call the first 6 digits of your phone number and simply state your full name and, well, not your full name, your name and what city you're calling from. And we will definitely do our best to answer any questions you have or accept any feedback that you have. So what we're going to do now is we're going to take a sponsor break, and we'll be right back and be able to go deeper into the frequencies, again, that are supporting us on this plasma and get into our topic. So, again, we're here to support you in mastering the language of the universe. So we'll be right back.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders: HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
Greetings and welcome back. All right, so again, we are discussing the context of our conversation is enveloped in purpose, right? And we are discussing trust, love, bonds. Trust, love, bonds. Again, so if you were to say it as a sentence, trust, love, bonds. So is that a statement or is that a question? I'll let you decide as we have this conversation. So the frequencies that are supporting us this plasma or day is the yellow solar human. I pulse in order to influence, realizing wisdom. I seal the process of free will with the solar tone of intention. I am guided by the power of elegance. Yellow solar human. I pulse in order to influence, realizing wisdom. I seal the process of free will with the solar tone of intention. I am guided by the power of elegance. Yellow solar human. I pulse in order to influence, realizing wisdom. I seal the process of free will with the solar tone of intention. I am guided by the power of elegance. I am a galactic activation portal. Enter me. So as we move forward in discussing trust, love, bonds, and empowering you to be encouraged to master the language of the universe, exiting a decade and entering into another one according to the Gregorian calendar, which is all about taxes and death. We want to support you in being able to trust that you can create a new experience for yourself and let go of the bonds, the ties that keep you anchored, that keep one anchored to the limiting beliefs, the programs, to the people, places, and things that no longer serve you, and helping you to refocus your love of yourself. Refocus your love of yourself, all right? So in having this experience for myself and with myself, first and foremost, I am encouraged to reflect on purpose. And so when we think of purpose, and when I think of purpose, you know, we have understood purpose to be something that we do, right? Something that we do. And here at the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living, well, we help you to understand and polarize and truly begin to, well, not even truly, but not but, and begin to experience and evolve the your states of consciousness around who you are, all right, who you are. So being the living God that you are created to be, we encourage you to choose the perspective of understanding and looking at purpose from a different viewpoint. Yes, let's use that word, viewpoint. So with you being the living God that you're created to be, that is everyone's purpose. So we are helping you to shift your understanding of purpose from a doing, from an action word, to a noun, right? To a noun, which is you are being the living God that you are created to be. That is everyone's purpose. That is everyone's purpose. Now, as we are elevating and allowing and supporting you, should you choose to accept the support in transforming the purpose as the verb to now being the noun, and now allowing this thing that you have been taught that what you love doing, this is how you discover your purpose, right? What you love doing. So we're not saying that that is not factual. We are encouraging you to heighten the awareness by seeing yourself as you were divinely created to be, your original design, all right? So as you are now viewing, and as we are now viewing and understanding that, okay, my purpose is to be the living God that I am created to be. So that's a noun. And there's some action that comes along with that. So yes, this up-leveling of your perspective of purpose is, it has a companion. So we have a noun and we have a verb. So we have some action that comes along with it. So this action becomes your pathway by which now you are animating or being or implementing this being the living God that you are, all right? So now this is where we dig into helping you to discover or uncover what it is that you love doing, all right? So we told you love is one of the words, right? So you can look at this topic as a statement or a question, right? Trust, love, bonds, or trust, love, bonds. So is that a question or a statement? It is actually however you choose to look at it. And in the context of what we're sharing this plasma, as we stated in the first segment, our intent is to for you to be able to ask yourself the question as we move out of, again, a Gregorian, quote-unquote, decade into another, with all the information and all the experiences that this particular segment of time span, this decade, has provided and that you've experienced, as you move into this next decade according to how you're understanding it and perceiving it, what are you now, and how are you now going to create this new life? What are you creating for your future as you move forward in this new dispensation of time, okay, this new decade? And we ask you this question relative to trust, because I've been thinking about it for myself, you know, and it's an everyday occurrence for me personally, with understanding and knowing that I am immortal, right? And I am now very receptive and accepting that I no longer have to rush and do things and feel like I'm in the present and still got my mind in the future. My body is here, but my mind is in the future. So what I'm clear on now is that I am, in every moment that I'm present, I am creating my present future. I am creating my present future. And as I look at what trust is, and now how and what am I trusting as I co-create this new experience for myself, what is my, as we asked you earlier, what is the vested interest that you have in moving forward in your life and the results that you are now wanting to create as you understand of moving into the 2020, you know, this new decade? So this conversation is empowering us to be able to look at, in this present moment, you know, analyze, observe, more so than analyze, but observe some of the choices that we make, that we've made, and looking at what are the results that we want to now accomplish. All right, so in this plasma, this is a galactic activation, a portal plasma, and for many of you that may not know what that is, it is a frequency, an entryway of frequency and awareness that is open for us to gain higher resonance or vibrations of energy and information, or awareness and information, right? So on this particular plasma, it is the frequency of wisdom, right? The yellow human, that archetype is wisdom. One of the powers is wisdom. And as we are encouraged, as I am reflecting and begin to take the wisdom from the experiences that I have each plasma, each day, we want to encourage you to be able to do the same, especially for those of us that are in the states of consciousness of, okay, we're coming up on what the Gregorian calendar considers a new year. We're entering, leaving one decade, going into another. So I ask relative to trust, what is it, and how are you now moving forward with the results that you want to create? How are you deciding, and who are you deciding to be and or experience as you now move forward? And when you think about it and reflect on the experiences that you have had, when you think about trust, what does that look like for you? what does that look like for you? And the purpose of me asking you this question is because I want us to, with conscious attention, you know, willful intention, begin to really look at how do we gauge and determine what to trust, who to trust, and who is the one that is determining who or what we trust. Is it you as the living God, or is it the ego, the personality? Is it the reptilian? Are you doing it from the reptilian brain? You know, are you doing it as your higher self, as your God presence? Again, your original way that you were created to exist, and that is as a living God. And many of us have trust issues, quote unquote trust issues. And we're so quick to say, oh, I don't trust her, I don't trust him. And I'm imploring all of us to really go within and look at when we make those type of statements, that who is it really that you're not trusting first? Because we talk a lot here with you about the mirror principle, right? And that when we have challenges, or, you know, we allow these all type of thoughts to come through our brain, and we want to then repeat them and keep mulling over the same thoughts. And when we do that, we are, as we continue to remind you, is that you are affecting your blood quality, because thoughts produce chemistry. Thoughts are chemistry. So what you allow to come into your mind, and especially low vibration frequency thoughts and ways of being, it is affecting the blood quality, which is affecting your best friend, your body. So as we prepare to hear from our sponsor, I want you to, should you choose, because you have free will, right? This is where we master the language of the universe, so there's no compulsion. And I am encouraging you to take this opportunity, because you are in this frequency and you do continue to tune in every week, so it's resonating with you on many levels. So I'm asking you to consciously and with full body intention begin to go within and really observe and ask yourself the questions about this trust, and how you tend to, and how we tend to throw it around about on other people, when it's really the lack of trust that we have for ourselves that is being reflected back to us. All right, so think about, as we go on the sponsor break, think about this trust piece. Because as you and as we move forward in the next moment, in the next day, or plasma, in the next heptad, or week, in the next moon or month, the next decade to infinity, we want to be able to trust ourselves, build and nurture or reacquaint ourselves with knowing how to begin to develop and retrust ourselves, all right? So that, again, the interactions and the bonds of influence that we connect with other people, we are actively attracting and drawing those people to us, all right? We are consciously attracting and drawing those people to us, because what? We are confident within ourselves, we trust ourselves, right? And we now are attracting the people, the places, the things, the circumstances that are supporting us in fulfilling our purpose and the pathway that we are choosing to achieve it and express it. So we are purposefully being the living gods that we are created to be. So we are attracting other living gods. And as living gods, we are working together, expressing and doing the things that we are loved, that we love doing to serve humanity. All right? And everyone wins. It's a win-win situation for everyone. All right? So we will take a sponsor break, and we'll be right back. So think about that trust now. Really go within and think about it. Okay. We'll be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Our source is a neuron. All right, so we are back, and we're discussing trust, love, bonds. All right. And again, the question was asked, it can be a statement or is it a question? I'll leave that up to you to decide. And we were in the last segment discussing and encouraging you to go within and really observe how you deal with trust, and how do you think about and what do you think about as you're creating and moving into a new decade, you know, according to the Gregorian calendar, and allowing the strongholds and the programs and the old ways of being. Are you going to leave that behind? Or are you taking that with you? All right, are you taking that with you? Or are you leaving that behind? So we're encouraging and providing you with the tools to be able to transform it. All right, and provide you with the information by which you can accept your purpose and be the living God that you are created to be. And as a result of you creating, being the living God that you're created to be, you are now attracting and aligning and attuning with other living gods, right? And in that connection, in that collaboration, you begin to develop and work together in your unique form of expression and pathway of what you love doing to serve yourself and serve humanity at large. And so, and this is what, you know, you want to, whether it was 2020 or 35-30, you want to be in this state of consciousness and intention in every moment, in every moment. All right, so now let's go to bonds. Let's talk about bonds, because we talked about it a little bit in, as we were dealing with trust. So, you know, I know I have some experiences just over the last couple of weeks that have supported me and that continue to support me in being able to look at the bonds that tied. Okay, so we'll say it like that. So when I looked up bonds, you know, I have an idea, and I knew aspects of what it meant. And now that I have access to more brain tissue, I'm able to polarize and go a little bit deeper. And in truth, even look at the definition of how I knew it before, but now, and now, not but, and now being able to even look at that definition I was familiar with before at another whole level, all right? And so that is a benefit of enrolling in the Dr. Jewel's Brain Balancing Program, because it is definitely a tool and a requirement that one is a necessity for our life to be the living God that we are created to be. It reminds us and helps us to recall our capacity as we take 15 minutes a day, a plasma, 15 minutes a day to connect with the shape power, to balance with the shape power, balancing our left and our right hemisphere, our mental and emotional bodies, right, and maturing our brain, reactivating reclaiming our body's capacity to our owner's manual, right, activating the body's capacity to heal. And I'm telling you, your body, your best friend, he and she will love you for it. I mean, when you choose to have an experience with the brain balancing program and enroll in the brain balancing program, your body definitely is like, oh, she's waking up. Oh, he's waking up. Okay, yes, yes. And they will give you all the support that you require, as much as you're willing to accept it. I'm telling you, it is, oh my gosh, it's phenomenal. So back to bonds. So with these bonds and being able to bond with your body using the brain balancing program, your connection to the language and the new streams of thought that provide, that support you in being able to go to new areas in your, move to new neighborhoods in your brain, definitely support the bond that you have in your body. And with moving into this new decade, what I was preparing to share with you is about the definition. One of the definitions that stuck out this particular time, and I never observed it before, was influence. Okay, looking at the bonds relative to the influence that the people, the places, the circumstances, and the things that we bond to, that we allow to influence us, and that we influence. So as you are navigating your life and being the living God that you're created to be, and the pathway that you're choosing to express this action, okay, of what you love doing, the way that one can now choose to bond is beginning to look at the influence that you are now choosing to co-create purposefully, all right? The intention, the motivation, the vested interest that you have in now bonding with this person, place, this thing, this circumstance. And as you are being the living God that you're created to be and connecting and bonding with other living gods, then you are, and we are now choosing to provide win-win circumstances and situations for the highest good of all involved. And so I encourage you to, again, as we, I must keep referencing this, exiting out of this Gregorian decade into the next decade, and the life that you are choosing, and how are you choosing to show up in this next decade? Begin to think about that and create it now. Begin to think about that and create it now. And as you specifically do this on this plasma, being a galactic activation portal, you are supported, whether you understand the galactic activation portal or not. This is your, this is an innate frequency and synchronicity that your body, your brain, your mind is aware of. Now, you, as the personality or the ego, you're saying, "Well, I don't know anything about that." And, okay, you're right, you, consciously you might not know. However, the soul of you, the essence, the God essence of you knows, because, again, this is your innate way of being. This is a part of your original design. So I'm asking you to trust, the synchronicity of the universal force and nature and laws and principles that govern the universe and do not discriminate against anything. So I'm asking you to trust and allow yourself to go within and reflect on the life that you are now choosing to create. Take the wisdom from your experiences, those things that serve you, you know, that support you in being purposeful, and those things that no longer serve you, that you know no longer serve you, but because of habits, and I'm talking to myself, because of habits and being comfortable, you know, continue to allow to exist. So you're empowered in this moment, right here, right now. You make a decision that you are doing this. It is done. It is done. And you take the time and be in a quiet space, observe your breath, and begin to, and have a pen and paper beside you, okay? And begin to just reflect. You don't have to wait till December 31st. This is an everyday occurrence. This is what you want to begin to implement in your life every day, every plasma. Trust. So you want to begin to trust the new bonds that you are creating with yourself first and foremost. That is the first bond that you want to begin to trust. And that is the bond of you as the third dimension physical being connecting with the essence, the God essence of your original design that is within every cell, every muscle, every tissue, every fiber of your being. And you know it's there, but you have decided, because it's not popular, and you know you don't know what people are going to say, you downplay it. I downplayed it. I did it too. That's how come I know you do it too. I did it. And we are connected. We are connected. And so I'm sharing this with you so that you can now be empowered to know that, if you haven't noticed, it's really the end thing now, quote unquote. You know, all of what they used to call the woo-woo stuff, that is so popular now. It's a billion-dollar industry. All right? So if that supports you and encourages you to be able to, you know, go within and be able to access and accept, okay, that's another law of the universe, accept, okay, giving and receiving, for you to be able to accept now, okay, I can begin to do this. So begin, just not just, start somewhere. Start beginning to trust yourself and practice it. You know, if you have to start with things that you know, if it happened or a certain way, or you recognize it a certain way, you know that, okay, well, I know that wasn't me. I know that was this essence, this God power, this God force, all right, this energy that is innate and that all of us possess, this intuition that all of us possess, all right? So begin to reflect on the bonds and the bonds, okay, the influence, all right? And think about how you influence yourself. One of the instructors, as a matter of fact, our dean of the 13th College of Regeneration Medicine and Clinical Health Services, Dr. Heather Pierman, in the meditation this helped had, we're in Plasma 7, and you can still join us, by the way. You can go to www.juis.education and join us for the Overtone Peacock Future Galactic Activation Portal Meditation. All right, you can still join us. We meet at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it is expansive and transformation. Change is happening. I tell you, change is happening. So I was beginning to say that, yes, we are talking about the influence we have on ourselves. And as we are influencing ourselves, we we rationalize, right? So we ration out the lies that we tell ourselves to convince ourselves to do things that we know are not in our highest good. We know are not in our best interest. So forgive yourself, breathe, and know that because this conversation is coming up and you recognize that this is what you do, accept it, okay, accept responsibility for it. And I tell you, I have many experiences where when I know that I'm doing some stuff that is not in my highest good, and I've gotten the intuitive hit that told me, don't do that, don't you do that, and I do it anyway. Yes, I tell you, that is definitely rationing out some lies. So you now have the opportunity to stop that particular action, transform it, and begin to go within and now trust the bonds that you're, the new bonds that you're developing with yourself, because you're changing these thought processes that no longer serve you, right? Because you're choosing now and you're accepting the fact, okay, that I'm a living God. Okay, I know I don't do everything perfect right now. And you don't, you want to, okay, so some of you say that, all right, and that is necessarily, that's a judgment, okay? So you want to refrain from that expression, all right, because it's all relative, and you want to focus on being the living God that you are created to be. And so am I asking you to be in denial and lie? No. What I am suggesting and recommending that we always share with you each heptad is that when you are out of alignment with the laws of the universe and the principles, what do? You acknowledge it. That's the key. You acknowledge it. You be grateful for the awareness and being able to see that you are out of alignment, all right? And that thing that you're out of alignment for, you find something that is what they call, how do you all say it? That's a silver lining. You know, you find the silver lining. You find the bigger picture. You want to find something to be grateful for that thing that you were out of alignment with, because it brought you an awareness that you are now attuned to. And you make a different decision. You get back in alignment. All right? You get back in alignment. And it can all happen that expeditiously. It can happen that fast. It can happen that fast, and it has happened. I know for me it has happened that fast. And me and my mother, she's on the brain balancing program with me, and even my husband, we do the same thing too. But more frequently, me and my mother, when we're talking and she'll say something, she did it, she got me yesterday. And when I say she got me, meaning I was in judgment, she was like, that was a judgment. I was like, oh, shoot, thank you, mother. So we start, you know, we found something to be grateful for, exactly what I did with you, just shared with you. That's what we went through. And I'm telling you, it was just like that. And we laughed and was able to keep, you know, the conversation moving. So, again, being in alignment and embracing change as your second best friend besides your body, or in addition to your body, the joy that you observe when you are able to recognize the transformation that you are making, because you know where you've come from, right? And you're now choosing no longer to focus on that. You're no longer choosing to focus on that. You're taking the wisdom from that and now using that wisdom to be able to propel you forward as you're in the present moment creating your future. All right? So embrace who you are. Begin to trust the bonds and the influence, the bonds or the influence that you have over yourself, and honor that. Begin to transform that. And please, I'm encouraging you, you know, to refrain from being really hard on yourself. I have firsthand experience of that as well before. And yes, refrain from being really hard on yourself and judging yourself and, you know, just all of that that comes with that. So refrain from doing that. Acknowledge it. And as they say, kiss Kim. Keep it simple and keep it moving. Keep it simple and keep it moving. All right? So let's move on to love. Trust, bonds, love. Oh, that's the transformation that this the end of the show is going to be this summary. Yes, trust, bonds, love. Yes. And when you trust yourself and you're bonded and connected with and to yourself as the living God that you are created to be, and in return, that bond then strengthens your bond with others because you're attracting the likeness of who you are. You're magnetizing the same frequency and drawing to you. What? Yes. Then the love develops. The love develops. And here at the Jewel University of Emotive Sciences for Emotive Living, when we talk about love, we help you to understand that love is what you give your attention to. We're not talking about this romantic stuff, you know, not saying that it's not that either. However, the focus is what you love. So whatever you focus on, whatever you think about all of the time, that is what you love. And in some previous shows, you want to go back and check those out, where we've helped you to be able to understand that even in our capacity to love, you want to observe the circuits of the brain that you are operating out of, that you're basing that love out of. All right. So if, for example, if your love is based solely on, am I okay? Do I have food? Do I have clothing? Do I have shelter? That's first circuit. And I've been there, done that. OMG. I have been there and done that one. Right? So what's another way, another level of love, right? So we're talking about now these, you are loving as you're trusting yourself and you're bonding to yourself, right? As the living God that you are created to be now, you're attracting like hearts, like minds, right? Of people who are on the same frequency, who are tuned to the same frequency and resonance. And this is their, this is the prevailing consciousness that they have and the consistent thoughts that they have, and that this is their focus. Now we're up into the second circuit where we are working together, and that is the foundation of your love. You're working together, and you're working together from the second circuit, which is we. It's we, it's us. It's the collective, it's the two, and everything happens in pairs. Everything happens in pairs. So again, love is whatever you give your attention to, 100% attention. That is what love is. All right? So as you nurture this love of yourself, because as you're developing trust of yourself, oh, you are beginning to definitely love yourself more. It comes with the territory. As you trust yourself more, yes, you are definitely, your confidence is increasing and your self-esteem is increasing. Because what? Guess what? You're not looking outside of yourself for the answer. It's not based on anything outside of you. It's based on you going within. and it's based on your purpose, and that is what? Being the living God that you are created to be. Okay, my sponsors are like, hello, we are here. So let us take a break. I'm going to drink me some water, and I encourage you to do the same. We're going to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back. Again, if you have any questions in the few minutes we have left, oh my, if you have a question, you can raise your hand by hitting star one on your phone. We'll call the first six digits of your phone number, and we will take your question and state your name and what city you're from. So if you have any questions, just hit star one. Okay, we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
All right. So are there any questions? Are there any questions? So as we continue and begin to wrap up our discussion on trust, love, bonds, and the flow of the conversation is trust, bonds, love. I like that. You know, as you are encased and enveloped in this love, it empowers, I know it empowers me to begin to reflect and embrace change. So what I wanted to also encourage us to be able to do as we are having this internal experience with ourselves, this dialogue with ourselves, continue the process of charting this new territory. You know, it might be new. It might be new for a lot of us because we haven't necessarily been encouraged in our environment. You know, this goes back to the influence, but this is outside of us. Our environment may not be supportive of us nurturing these bonds and developing the trust within. So then, what do? You change your environment. Okay, so well, what did you say? I don't know. I don't have nowhere to go. Yes, you do. You always got somewhere to go. The earth is massive. Or you can go in your closet. You can go in your closet and begin to have this conversation. I go in my closet all the time, and my physical closet. And you might say, well, what if I don't have a physical closet? Then you go within the closet of your heart. Because I'm sure there are times when you are by yourself. You know, you have some time to reflect. So there, where there's a will, there is a way. And keep this in mind, too. When you feel like, you know, you don't have what you require, is that what you focus on expands. And if you keep... And if you continue, and if one continues to think, I don't, that's what you continue to create, right? And so this particular phrase also supports me and supports us, is that the universe wants what you want. So again, the universe does not discriminate. And it levels the playing field. It levels the way you choose to show up, all right? Because, again, it's going to give you exactly what you love, what you focus on. And I tell you, I am okay, let me go back to this because I need to share this part. Do we have any questions? Okay. What I wanted to share about this influence is that when we are in, and this is a part of what birthed this sharing, this plasma, and helping me to be able to polarize and go deeper within myself, is looking at as the gods are coming together, All right. As the living God, we are coming together. And are preparing for global work, universal work. You know, our family ties, our relationships, all our relationships, they affect our pathway, our purposeful pathway. So I'm saying it like that because our purpose is to be the living God we are created to be. And when we are in our pathway of doing that thing that we love doing as the living gods, the bonds, the influence, the spheres of influence that we have upon each other extends past the 3 or the 4 or the 6 or the 10 or the 20 that have come together. It brings all of your relationships into that frequency. And so as we move into 2020, I'm encouraging you to go within, develop this trust of yourself, strengthen your influence with yourself first and foremost, love yourself. As you're attracting your friends and your families and the people that you're collaborating with, the other living gods that you're collaborating with, I'm encouraging us to have this as an experience. Have this as an experience where we now begin to look at our family relationships, our intimate relationships, our business relationships, and the frequency that represents. And if there's any disharmony, if there's discomfort, you're not speaking to somebody that, you know, maybe a distant cousin, then reach out and begin to decide how you're going to communicate or connect with each other, how you're going to bond with each other. What is that going to look like? Because as a living God, as a living God, that is definitely an area by which you, as you are moving forward in your purposeful pathway, that has to be made, that road has to be cleaned up. The road has to be cleaned up, all right? So, in summary, as we are trusting the bonds of love, all right, again, go within, observe, and be able to transform and develop and reconnect or realign with the trust of your being who you are originally created to be, bonding and observing how you influence your own self first and foremost, and then being able to look at what you are focusing on. What are you giving your attention to? Because that is truly what you love. And those people, places, and things that no longer serve you, that are within yourself, that's another whole conversation, that are within yourself, begin to now transform and change. Transform and change. And again, this is an opportune time, and this is something that you want to reflect on every plasma. At the end of your day, do a rundown, just analyze or observe the day, observe the plasma, and begin to take out those things that no longer serve you. Start with yourself first and foremost. Now, don't look outside. Start with yourself and be able to nurture that. So I love you. We look forward to seeing you at JUIS.education. Please visit us.
Thank you for sharing this hour with us.
Take care.
You've been listening to the Universal Principle Support Hour on the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. Join Dr. Jewel and Miss Felicia here every Wednesday at 5 p.m. on the Jewel Network, hosted by thejewelnetwork.com and the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living Jewish. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact us, please send your emails to Universal Principal Support Group, UPSG@JUIS.education. We love you. This broadcast is under full copyright and trademark protection owned by the House of Jewels. This broadcast in its entirety, nor any part of this broadcast, can be reproduced, copied, transcribed, placed in podcast format, placed into MP3 format, or suspended on any internet digital location without express permission from the House of Jewels, Washington State, USA. To reproduce or suspend this broadcast in any digital location other than the Jewel Network is prohibited, and legal proceedings will follow accordingly. Thank you for listening.